Welcome to the Raise Your Game Show, a podcast that unpacks and dissects the strategies and principles of high performance in sports and business. Here's your host, Alan Stein Jr.
Get ready to sprint the floor for this fast break, a power-packed, quick-hitting transition episode that adds additional flavor to a previous show. In basketball, your team's ability to transition on both offense and defense are often a major distinction between winning and losing. The same is true in business, and at the risk of sounding cliche, in life. I hope you enjoy running this fast break with me and it helps you raise your game. In Season 2, Episode 2, Kyla O'Connell and I unpacked my signature story of the Duke vs. Butler rematch of 2010 and the lesson I learned, which is why it is so important to know what gives you a competitive edge. We offered our thoughts on how and why this perspective directly applies to business. On this fast break, let's find out why Coach K and Brad Stevens are two of the best to ever do it. But before we sprint the floor on this fast break, I wanted to set the record straight. Duke ended up beating Butler in that game, 82-70, on December 4th, 2010, at the Meadowlands in New Jersey. Duke was number one in the country and was led by Nolan Smith's 24 points. Quick side note, I actually started training Nolan in seventh grade and continued to work with him on and off throughout his high school career. He was a focused and hard worker, polite, and was incredibly coachable. On an additional note, Nolan had a young sidekick, actually 5 years younger, tag along with him to every workout. His name? Quinn Cook. Quinn was the Washington Post Player of the Year as a junior at DeMatha High School, won a national championship at Duke, and an NBA championship with the Golden State Warriors in 2018. Okay, like any good fast break, let's quickly transition and hear some wisdom from Coach K and Coach Stevens. On New Year's Eve, I took my kids to Cameron Indoor Stadium for their first Duke game. Duke hosted Boston College, and we got to sit three rows behind the Duke bench. Duke played really, really well and blew them out. Here is what Coach K said in the post-game press conference on why he enjoys coaching this group and why they have an opportunity, if they keep progressing, to be really good.
It's a team where everybody knows that what they do can contribute to winning and that it's important. And that's why I've said from the start, it's more of an old school team. You know, we have depth and we have good attitude, really good attitude. And they're working hard. And you can tell that they pull for one another. So we just have to keep that going. Yeah, and keep getting better.
Coach K is famous for not having rules, but rather having standards that are created by the team. In this clip, he explains some of the standards of the 2008 men's U.S. Olympic team.
There are 14 standards that our U.S. Olympic team had. It's the way you live, the way you expect other people to live. We have no rules, but we have standards.
What are the standards?
Well, one of them what came from that is when we talk to each other, we look each other in the eye. Another standard is we tell each other the truth. A standard that LeBron introduced to the whole team when we met was no excuses. You know, never make an excuse. That doesn't mean you don't figure out why you do it. A standard can be not being late, never having a bad practice, having each other's back, being flexible, having a strong face all the time. Remember that you're representing something bigger than you. You know, these are all things that I didn't come up with, we all came up with. And as a result, it was ours. And that's why, you know, our group got along so well together, is because it was never anybody imposing my rule on somebody. It was all of us imposing and living our standards. There's a process to get through there. You don't just say, here are the standards. You have to have situations like that situation with LeBron was the cause of us becoming better.
Coach Brad Stevens is a well-known advocate for respecting the process, focusing on the controllables, and prioritizing constant growth and development over results. But he wasn't always that way. As you will hear in this clip, it's a mindset he has learned and developed.
You know, it's interesting because I think as a kid, and maybe even as a young coach, I was probably driven more by a fear of failure. You know, I was probably more of a box checker than I was somebody that was really trying to learn and grow, and whether, you know, we got beaten or made mistakes or whatever the case may be, you know, I was so focused on the result. But I think the longer you're in coaching, you know, I've been really lucky because I've been around tremendous coaches, and then I've been able to, you know, be named the head coach at Butler at a young age and then be the head coach of the Celtics. And as the longer I've gotten into it, it's just become ever more obvious that it is about what you can control and to stay focused on those things that you can control. Easier said than done. I mean, we all want to win. I think that for me, winning has become a sigh of relief and losing is miserable. You know, and I don't think anybody likes that feeling or wants it to be that way. You wish they were equal. But I think that...
How do you maintain a healthy perspective?
Yeah, it's a good question. I think, you know, I don't know if it's because when you have kids or, you know, you get beat 50 times my first year in the NBA or whatever it was, or like I said earlier, I mean, we lost 29 times this year, and we were the first seed in the East. And you know, at Butler, we may go 4 or 5 years without losing 29 times, and that's... That was something that you certainly have to adjust to, but you also realize you really have to move on to what's next. And again, it goes back to that process of growth. And you and I have talked about, you know, my favorite book early on in my head coaching career was Mindset by Carol Dweck, because it's all about focusing on growth, not on trophies.
Most people are familiar with the construct of energy givers versus energy takers. In this clip, Coach Stevens expands on why this is so important.
When I had guys that were being evaluated by the NBA when I was coaching in college, one of the best lines and phrases that I got asked was, does that person raise the energy level in the room? Does that person lower the energy level in the room? Or does it stay the same? If you're looking to serve others first, truly, truly thinking about others, and I have strived to be as much of an energy raiser as I can, but I've really put a premium on trying to surround myself in life with those people. You know, I think I married the biggest energy raiser in the world. And those of you that know Tracy, that's the way she is. When we look at players to recruit, I used to look at who can make us better because of their presence. We have a young man down there who's an assistant coach for us that played in 2 national championship games in college. He could not dribble, pass, or shoot. Think about that for a second. He played in 2 national, played about 25, 30 minutes a game. He wasn't a very good ball handler. He couldn't shoot, right? And he struggled to not turn the ball over. But I asked his high school coach after I figured out that he couldn't do any of this and I was about ready to offer him a scholarship. I asked his high school coach, well, why? What am I thinking? And his high school coach said, he's the best leader and giver I've ever been around. And he's probably right. He's probably right. In fact, when he first moved here, he didn't have a place to live, so he stayed in our basement for a while, and we loved having him around. We were so sad to see him go because my kids, my wife, and myself all just love the energy that he brings every single day.
Lastly, Coach Stevens talks about the importance of doing your job to the best of your ability, no matter where you are, which ultimately is a pillar of being where your feet are. Let's listen to this clip.
Whatever you do, just do your job to the best of your ability and let everything else take care of itself. And you'll find as you get older, and you know, whether you go to college, you go right into the workforce, you are looking for the next promotion, you'll find that's very hard to do because you'll always want to be thinking about where else can you be? How high can I go? When's the next management level open? Because I was a leader in high school. I'm ready to be a manager now with this company. Like, it's hard not to just do your job well and let everything else take care of itself.
I hope these clips gave you a closer look at what makes Coach K and Brad Stevens two of the best to ever hold a clipboard or blow a whistle. And both are true masters of their craft. Please take the wisdom they shared and translate it, and more importantly, apply it directly to your work, as it will most certainly help you Raise your game.
Score the field goal! He'll go to the line!
When a player gets fouled and scores the bucket on a fast break, they give their team a huge injection of motivation. I hope this quick clip does the same for you.
But I implore you, if you take anything from my keynote today, please go home and look yourself in the mirror and start having unbelievably honest conversations with yourself about who you are versus who you wish you were.
Thanks for listening. Don't forget to check out our next episode when David DeWolf and I break down my signature story of the first time I had a conversation with Coach K and why the little things make a big difference. Do you know of an organization that may have an interest in a team set of my book, Raise Your Game? If so, I can offer a 40% discount and can sign every copy. Better yet, have them check out my new facilitator guidebook and team member workbook, two reinforcement resources to help guide teams to maximum performance. Just visit raiseyourgamebook.com for more info or to order now. Well, that's it for this fast break. I hope it helped you raise your game.